It's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, this is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and we're going to have a very unusual podcast this week. You might call it the Retro Edition. Why retro, you say? Well, because we don't have all the normal, cool audio files that I typically use to do the podcast. What was that little glitch there at the end? I don't know what that was about. That's very retro if it goes... Anyway, point being, I don't have Scott's intro file. I don't have the Geek Software, the Week drum roll. I don't have any of those files. We're just going to wing it, man, okay? So, this may harken back to the days of yore when we didn't have all those cute little doohickeys that I like to use on the podcast. So it's just going to be me, raw and in your face. Yeah, well, not really. But at any rate, we do have, I did go to the trouble to get a version of the Game Master theme for our Game Master segment. So since we've gone to the trouble to do that, let's go ahead and jump right into the Game Master segment. See, slightly different. Same music, but slightly different. And so it's time for another Game Master segment, and here is my son Benjamin, the Game Master. What's happening this week?
This week is a very exciting week in the gaming world.
Yes.
At least for Mega Man fans.
Okay.
The newest installment in the ZX series is coming out.
Aha, and it's called?
Mega Man ZX Advent.
Advent, appropriate for Christmas time. Yeah, they call that Advent. Never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's going to be Mega Man-ish. Anything going to be super cool about it that it does that nothing else does or anything like that?
Most everything.
Most everything?
It is the second Mega Man game after ZX to use full anime cutscenes, as far as I know. I may be wrong on that.
This is on
Don't
the DS?
Correct me. Yes.
Still can't get over how they get things like that on the DS. It's such a little bitty screen.
But it's very, very cool technology.
Okay.
Anyway, it is the first ZX game, and actually one of the first Mega Man games, other than the Battle Network series, to use multiplayer.
Okay. So it's like Wi-Fi type?
I don't know to what extent multiplayer is, actually.
Mm.
That annoys me.
But I suspect if they're going to connect, they're going to pretty much have to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's the way the DS works.
DS connects, okay. So, I take it you're looking forward to this.
Immensely.
Immensely, yeah. Yeah, he's already making plans to go out and sell all of his other games off so that he can afford to buy this one.
All the games I'm not playing anymore, anyway.
Yeah, well, it's still rather shocking. It's shocking, I tell you.
Right. Anyway, so, obviously I don't have the game yet, since it hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, it would be hard to give a review.
Very hard. So instead, what I'll be doing is I'll be reviewing some of the games that led up to it.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've already reviewed the Verse CX. I think that was actually my first review.
Yeah.
Way back when I first
did
it.
That's very true. I remember that because that's how we got the theme song.
Yeah, my theme song is definitely going to be very appropriate in a week.
Cool.
Hopefully. You know, assuming I get it by next week.
Yes.
Which I'm assuming I will.
And then be able to review it.
If I get it, I'm going to play it. You know that.
Well, yes, I know that. That kind of goes without saying.
Yes.
So we won't say it. Anyway.
Right.
So, where were we headed?
I was going to tell you which games I was going to review led up to it.
That's it.
The Mega Man Zero series.
Uh-huh.
Zero was the It was the games that come right before ZX.
Yes.
About 100 years before.
Direct predecessors.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, they were the ones that really introduced the core gameplay of this franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, the first Mega Man was side-scrolling. Mega Man X introduced the dash and the wall climb. But the Zero series is really the one that ZX spawned from, so to speak.
Spawn.
They took the Zero control scheme and all, and then upgraded it for the DS.
Ah. So,
also, Zero was the predecessor in the sense that most of the art and storyline details from Zero are carried over to the ZX for the most part.
Ah, okay. So, I take it you enjoyed playing those.
Oh, yes. They were hard. Mm. Probably the hardest Mega Man games ever. But I beat them. Consistently.
That's good. So, when he gets frustrated playing a game, he sometimes beats on things.
Couches. Usually couches.
Chairs.
Pillows.
Me if I'm handy. You know, stuff like that.
It's fun to beat up on him.
Yeah, right.
Anyway. Moving on.
Moving on.
So, 01 was actually, I think, the hardest. Because they hadn't perfected their extra life system and all.
Uh-huh.
They were still being very harsh on players at that point.
Dude.
02 got immensely easier. Again, slightly imbalanced, really. It was way too easy once you beat the game. Because mm-hmm. you could go back to the start of the game with all of your items you had collected.
Ah.
You basically became invulnerable. 03 was much the same, but slightly harder because the stages and stuff were harder. And I haven't played 04. That really saddens me.
Yeah. Invulnerability's cool. Superman's done a lot with that.
Yeah, but not in video games.
No, he's had a kind of a bad run in the video game world.
Not just kind of. Very.
Yeah. I remember the one that we got that was a Superman one.
-1 out of 10 for that thing.
I know. I don't remember what platform it was on.
The Nintendo 64.
Ah. It was truly awesomely bad, I must admit.
Awesomely bad.
Yeah.
I'll forget it.
Mind-boggling.
My tongue, obviously, is not going to work today.
Yeah, well, it's all right. He inherited it. Let's see. We've got the Mega Man games. We've got Advent coming out. Let's see. Is there any other interesting video game-ish news? I already am going to be mentioning on the podcast, if I haven't already, about the fact that Halo 3 is selling tons of Xbox 360s.
Yep.
So.
Just like Halo 1 sold a bunch of Xboxes.
That's true.
I'm not sure anyone bought it until Halo came out, really.
Yep.
No one was too interested.
So Microsoft really needs to be nice to Bungie.
But they're not.
But they're not. So Microsoft shoots itself in the foot once again. Yeah. By the way, if you want to see some interesting Microsoft-ish, history-ish stuff, you need to watch my video netcast this week, drbill.tv. It's got lots of very cool, funny, odd...
History-ish?
History-ish, yes. I make these things up as I go along.
Right.
Yeah. So, let's see how we doing on time. We're getting close to time.
Time is an illusion.
Lunchtime doubly so.
Very deep. You should send that into the Reader's Digest. They have a page for people like you.
Yeah. So now we've digressed to quoting from Hitchhikers.
Yes.
Yeah.
As we usually do.
What about TV stuff? Is there any interesting TV stuff happening?
Not really. That I know of.
Some of the shows we've been watching.
Well, yes, but we've already talked about most of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've talked about them. We watch them. We haven't actually talked about films and shows. And so we fade into the sunset there with the Game Master segment. We kind of digress there toward the end, but don't we always? Yes, indeed. Anyway, that was the Game Master segment, and I trust you enjoyed it. You know, we like bringing you gaming news, at least some. Whatever's interesting to the Game Master, at least. But at any rate, there you go. Again, a slightly retro version of the theme music and so forth, because we don't have the full musical stuff that we normally use on the podcast. Now, I do want to mention, even though this is somewhat retro and we're kind of doing it raw, I do want to mention that we do have wonderful sponsors, including Go to My PC, Citrix Systems' official Go to My PC package. Oh man, that is just such an awesome package, and you really need to check it out, because if you go on our website, drbill.cc, for computer curmudgeon, drbill.cc, look on the sidebar at the very top, there's a little widget there. If you click on that, you can get Go to My PC to try absolutely free for 1 month. It is not a dumbed-down version. It is a full-blown, full-featured version that you can use for 30 days, 1 month, absolutely free. Check that out. It will be awesome for you. You really need to try it. Yeah, it's one of those things, you got to kick the tires, you got to try it out, so get it and try it. You will be amazed. The other thing I'd like to mention, of course, if you go all the way down to the very bottom of the page, there is a banner there for GoDaddy.com. If you click on that banner, B-A-N-N-E-R, banner, then you'll be able to get 10% off their already incredibly low price for hosting. Pretty cool. Check that out. All right, anyway, wanted to mention all of those good things because we do love our sponsors. We really, really do. We don't just have any Tom, Dick, or Harry or whatever on our sponsor list. We go with folks that are awesome, like GoDaddy.com and Citrix Systems, and we just really appreciate their support. All right, we want to get into the blog. The blog, of course, being Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. The blog, drbill.cc. And the first blog entry after our last podcast is Microsoft just can't leave your PC alone. Yeah, Microsoft was called on the carpet recently because it was installing updates on your computer. Yes, your computer. Even though you may have clicked the option that you didn't want them to, they're doing it again. That's right. Microsoft is re-updating auto-update, and it is doing it to us again. Gotta really wonder why Microsoft doesn't learn their lesson, but they just aren't. So there you go. The evil empire. They're out there, and they're out to stuff in your computer. Okay, next item, WordPress as a web platform. This is a really cool link to an article that somebody wrote about using WordPress as a content management system. Now, I've had some experience with content management systems when I was employed as a webmaster. I did a whole lot of study on the content management systems that are available. And, you know, most of the features are basically to allow you to have a collaborative platform for folks to be able to go in and post articles and so forth and edit things and things of that nature. Well, WordPress as a blogging platform can be used for content management. So check out this article. I particularly like some of his hacks that he does to WordPress themes that allow, you know, float over options and things like that. It's pretty cool. Now, the website that he's using to demo, it's a little bit gaudy for my taste, okay, but it's still pretty cool. All right, now it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. That's my drum roll because we don't have the drum roll music. I said it was going to be retro. Anyway, the point is, Geek Software of the Week this week is Defragler. Defragler, that's a weird name, but it's made by the same people that brought us CCleaner and Recover. Recover. You got to appreciate that name. It's kind of a, you know, urban sounding name, Recover. Anyway, check out the Defragler software. One of the neat benefits of it is the ability to defragment files as well as your whole hard drive. So if you've got this huge monster file that's really badly fragmented, you can defrag it with Defragler. Say that 10 times fast. Anyway, it's of course 100% free, and it's made, as I mentioned, by the people who gave us CCleaner and Recover, both of which are really cool software options. So check out this week's Geek Software of the Week. By the way, while I'm thinking of it, just kind of randomly entering my mind, is over on the sidebar at the very bottom, you'll notice there's a new little logo banner thingy. And that logo banner thingy says, Dr. Bill Bailey is an official member of the IBNMA, the International Blogging and New Media Association. Salute! Ooh, I just knocked something over. I didn't mean to do that. Anyway, I flail my arms around, and sometimes when I flail my arms, I hit things and they fall over on the floor. So, there you go. Anyway, I joined that because I got to be a founding member of the International Blogging and New Media Association, and you know the doctor, I like to join things. Yes, I do. All right, The next item, the new Ubuntu Thursday will pave the way for the server edition. Now, of course, this is somewhat past history at this point because Ubuntu is already out. 7.10 is out, but that version is going to pave the way, or has paved the way, for the server edition, which is going to be the next major edition. And I tell you, it's going to be awesome. Ubuntu is doing a really, really good job, so check that out. Then the next item was the one I just mentioned, that Ubuntu 7.10 is officially out. They have released it. It is there. Download it and enjoy the goodness. Yes, indeed. I have downloaded Kubuntu. Kubuntu is the one, of course, that uses KDE as the X window manager, if you will. And so I just prefer KDE myself to the GNOME, but that's just me. It's a personal thing. And that's the cool thing about Linux, is that you can use it in your own way, with your own personality, and that's part of the freedom that we get through open source. Gotta love that. Okay, the last item is the one that I've already mentioned on the Game Master segment, and that is that the Xbox 360 is a top seller in September. Yes, indeed, and that's because of Halo 3. As the Game Master was talking about, that's what's selling Xbox 360s, because it's the coolest game out there for the Xbox 360, and there pretty much wasn't a reason to buy it until it came out. So there you go. Now people are out there buying it right and left. Got to love that. Well, anyway, this podcast has been slightly abbreviated because we have kind of eliminated some of the fluff, shall we say, that we normally do. I don't have the Tech Podcast Network theme that I normally like to play, but I do have a podcast promo that I do want to play for you. It is the promo for the Mike Tech Show, so let's listen to that, shall we?
Hi, I'm Mike Smith, host of the Mike Tech Show podcast, a weekly technology and computer podcast discussing cool sites, software, tips and tricks that will make you more productive at home and work. Visit www.miketechshow.com.
And, of course, the Mike Tech Show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, as is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And in your mind, you can just imagine the Tech Podcast Network theme going on there. But we don't have it with us right now. I'm doing it on a completely different computer this week, and that's why I don't have all of my other stuff. But it gives us the ability to go retro and do the official retro edition this week's Dr. Bill podcast. Now, I do want to mention that I have done a new video netcast, a video blog entry. It's not very long. It's only about 7 minutes, but it's got plenty of geeky stuff in it, so you really need to go check it out. Go to drbill.tv. You know, this is drbill.cc, where I do the audio podcast, but drbill.tv is where I do the video netcast, and you really need to check it out because it's got some funny stuff in it. We get to truly diss Microsoft in the worst way, and you know I love that. So check that out. You will like it. I guarantee it. Yes, indeed. Well, it's about time to roll on out. There's that music. Yeah, there it comes. So it means it's time to head out of here. Remember, until next time, the doctor is out of here.